You need your radio. We are here to introduce the newborn festival in our city, and is something which has been already supported by our university and our radio, and also the partnership with the Cineversity, our activity in cinema. This festival is the Genoa International Film Festival, GIFF, and is something that will be carried on at the end of the month between the 29th and the 31st of May. And we are here together with the artist director Davide Bertolini. So please, Davide, introduce yourself and talk about your festival.
Hi, Paolo. Hi, everyone. I mean, obviously, all the English-speaking listeners are welcome to our festival, because our ambition, I mean, our goal was from the beginning to have an international film festival open both to the audience from Genova and to the international audience as well, also to the people, addressed to the people that are maybe studying here, that are living a period of their life in Genova. And what else can I say? The festival is gonna take place in 3 days, and we're gonna start with really interesting movies from, let's say, successful movies from the festival circuit, like, for example, from Cannes, Clermont-Ferrand, or other festivals.
Even the Oscar, right?
We are starting with an Oscar nominee on Friday, and on Saturday we're gonna have an Oscar shortlist of 2026. That is a pretty good movie, so I really recommend you to come and watch it. But what we deeply wanted was to have a festival that was accessible to everybody. So that's why all the movies are screened in the original version with English subtitles. So if you're listening to us, you're understanding this interview, you're surely welcome to join us.
That's really impressive. So, as far as we know, you have a selection of more than 300 movies, short movies and long movies. So you have important work to do, because you selected only 35 works from more than 300. How hard was this selection?
It was pretty hard, Paolo, because we received more than 300 movies from all over the world, from more than 60 countries. And shortening the list to 35 implies that obviously you gotta watch all the 300 movies. So of course I didn't do anything alone. I did my job with my team, like the artistic committee that supports the initiative. But it was pretty tough. It was pretty tough because a lot of them were really successful. I can tell you something that nobody knows. That, for instance, an Emmy Award winner was not selected.
Oh,
so that's the thing. But because
you're worse than them. Okay.
Yeah, we're bad people. But that happened because, obviously, was a really quality-wise, was a really good project. But there are also other factors that we take into consideration, and obviously, as said, the accessibility to the public, its narrative power, because sometimes the festivals are a bit too intellectual, a bit too close to the possibility of understanding, and that's what we absolutely didn't want. So, and as well as the fact that we wanted every movie to match our vision and our target and our possibility to involve all the people possible.
35 movies in 3 days, a long time of screening, a long time of attending to watch the movies, and you will start on Friday in the afternoon, 5:30, and this will last all until the end of the evening, practically, right? Then on Saturday you start a bit earlier, and then on Sunday you start in the morning, so you have a matinee, which is pretty rare in this city, you know?
We do know, and that's why we're trying to do it anyway. You know, the first 2 days we are starting, as Paolo was saying, like in the middle of the afternoon, because, I mean, everybody likes the movie night. So that's what we wanted to have, and enjoy our evening in the theater, in the cinema. So we're going to start on Friday around 5:30, and a little earlier on Saturday around 4:30. But we're going to enjoy all the evening until midnight, basically. On the other hand, since it's going to be our last day, we are going to take all the time we need on Sunday, starting from 10, which is risky, but we do it anyway. We don't want to, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna take this bet.
But you are playing your wild card on Sunday because you don't start with a movie, right?
We do not, but there's a lot of, I mean, Paolo mentioned a really good feature you should know, which is we're not gonna have only screenings because, I mean, if you watch 15 hours of movies, okay, man, you gotta take some break. But in the meantime, we're gonna have some artistic performances and some very interesting talks from professionals of the field that are gonna let the audience know some secrets. Like, for example, we have an actor that just shot with Netflix that was recently in a really big, trust me, Netflix production, and he's gonna tell us, he's gonna let us know all the secrets that imply a production like that. Like, for instance, okay, you wake up at 6, at 7, the limo comes and takes you on set.
Yeah, I don't have any limo coming to my house, but anyway, I wake up very early and I go out from a, so maybe we should talk with the actor. So if he has maybe, you know, a limo.
We can organize something, Paolo. Yeah, we can make it happen some way.
Okay, anyway, let's come back serious to this very important event. So the event will start, we said, 29th of May at 5:30. Where? In the Cine Club Cinema Nickelodeon. It is placed in Via della Consolazione, nearby Via 20 Settembre, so in the core of the city. You can reach the place with any bus, practically. But also, if you are not from Genoa, you can come to the Brignole train station, and this is very close. It's like 5 minutes by walk. So you really selected the place that it's easy to be reached, and then you confirm that this is open to everyone. Okay, how can people, for example, get more information or book some tickets and so on? So what are the technical details that we need to know?
As simple as that. I mean, if you type on the keyboard, Genoa International Film Festival, you're going to have our socials, you're going to have our website. And from there, or directly on Eventbrite, you can find the tickets that can be purchased either for single screening session or for the entire event.
Well, what can I say? It's a wonderful opportunity. I'd like to be there already, but it's only in a few days, so we don't have to wait for too long. This activity is something like a life challenge because it's something important. So invested a lot with your associate to do this. Do you see this festival projected in the future too?
Yes, I think this is a first step, a very important first step. But our idea, our goal is to go even further and double the screening sessions, double the events, double the basically the theaters. I think a really similar thing happened to the Torino Film Festival from Turin that started off in a really, let's say, cozy, let's say, boutique way. But right now it's a really, really big international film festival. And that's what we wanted to do. That's what we want for our city that is a really big city and deserves a festival that is open to everybody.
It's a festival representing the city and the fact that we have this international vision of the city because we are on the seaside, we are connected to the world through the sea. So in this case, we make an ocean of movies. We can say that.
We do. Our slogan is follow the wave of beauty. So one thing that I think is very interesting is that the fact that being international doesn't mean that we are neglecting our roots and our city here. Actually, it's really the opposite, because from an international vision, let's say, an international view, we can highlight even more our qualities, our features as Genoa, as city, and make it a really important place for cinema as well.
Excellent. Indeed. When you speak international, you don't have borders.
We do not. We don't want to ever have borders. And that's why we wanted something like that. Art has no borders. And so don't we?
Okay, perfect. So we wait, every one of you, to attend starting from Friday 29th at 5:30. And come on, do not be shy and come to watch the movies. You have short movies, you have long-lasting movies, you have 35 movies, international quality, to be watched, to be commented, to be voted, and to be appreciated.
Let's laugh and cry together. That's what cinema is all about.
Of course. So that's all for now, but we will meet in a few days, the 29th of May, in Genova, Cinema Nickelodeon, for the Genoa International Film Festival. Thank you, Davide.
Thank you, Paolo. See you soon.